5. The Congregation at Philadelphia. Jesus and the 12 were on their way to visit Abner and his associates, who were preaching and teaching in Philadelphia. Of all the cities of Perea, in Philadelphia the largest group of Jews and Gentiles, rich and poor, learned and unlearned, embraced the teachings of the 70, thereby entering into the kingdom of heaven. The synagogue of Philadelphia had never been subject to the supervision of the Sanhedrin at Jerusalem, and therefore had never been closed to the teachings of Jesus and his associates. At this very time, Abner was teaching 3 times a day in the Philadelphia synagogue. This very synagogue later on became a Christian church and was the missionary headquarters for the promulgation of the gospel through the regions to the east. It was long a stronghold of the Master's teachings and stood alone in this region as a center of Christian learning for centuries. The Jews at Jerusalem had always had trouble with the Jews of Philadelphia, and after the death and resurrection of Jesus, the Jerusalem church, of which James, the Lord's brother, was head, began to have serious difficulties with the Philadelphia congregation of believers. Abner became the head of the Philadelphia church, continuing as such until his death. And this estrangement with Jerusalem explains why nothing is heard of Abner and his work in the gospel records of the New Testament. This feud between Jerusalem and Philadelphia lasted throughout the lifetimes of James and Abner, and continued for some time after the destruction of Jerusalem. Philadelphia was really the headquarters of the early church in the south and east, as Antioch was in the north and west. It was the apparent misfortune of Abner to be at variance with all of the leaders of the early Christian church. He fell out with Peter and James, Jesus' brother, over questions of administration and the jurisdiction of the Jerusalem church. He parted company with Paul over differences of philosophy and theology. Abner was more Babylonian than Hellenic in his philosophy, and he stubbornly resisted all attempts of Paul to remake the teachings of Jesus so as to present less that was objectionable, first to the Jews, then to the Greco-Roman believers in the mysteries. Thus was Abner compelled to live a life of isolation. He was head of a church which was without standing at Jerusalem. He had dared to defy James, the Lord's brother, who was subsequently supported by Peter. Such conduct effectively separated him from all his former associates. Then he dared to withstand Paul. Although he was wholly sympathetic with Paul in his mission to the Gentiles, and though he supported him in his contentions with the church at Jerusalem, he bitterly opposed the version of Jesus' teachings which Paul elected to preach. In his last years, Abner denounced Paul as the clever corrupter of the life teachings of Jesus of Nazareth, the Son of the living God. During the later years of Abner, and for some time thereafter, the believers at Philadelphia held more strictly to the religion of Jesus, as he lived and taught, than any other group on earth. Abner lived to be 89 years old, dying at Philadelphia on the 21st day of November, A.D. 74. And to the very end, he was a faithful believer in and teacher of the gospel of the heavenly kingdom.